With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. Pines are one of the most recognizable groups of trees, and you may see them in people's homes this coming holiday season as Christmas trees. However, you will be hard-pressed to find healthy pine trees in our region. Kansas is the only state in America without a native pine, and most common pine trees will suffer from some sort of disease due to our rainy springs and humid summers. Fungal diseases are the most common plant pathogens, and our pines typically suffer from any of three diseases: Dothostroma needle blight, tip blight, or pine wilt. Dothostroma needle blight is far and away the most common pine disease in southeast Kansas. This disease presents as rapidly dying needles at the bottom of the tree. The dying needles often have red bands or scorch marks. In subsequent years, the disease proceeds upwards through the tree canopy if it is not controlled. 1 year of infection will not harm the tree, but multiple years of disease stress make it more likely to succumb to environmental pressures. Tip blight is similar but less consistent in what parts of the tree it affects, often starting on the outermost needles. The most common sign of tip blight will be fruiting bodies on the bottom of pine cones. Lastly, pine wilt is a disease vectored by the pine bark beetle. The entire tree will turn brown and die rapidly between August and December. To avoid these diseases in your pines, selecting the right species and cultivar is crucial for your tree's long-term success. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.